Rihanna, 8:57. She's heading there into Sydney's new 104.1 today. FM Minto, sunny 24 for you.
Yeah, so Project tonight, Carrie Bickmore from the Carrie and Tommy show is having her last night on the Project, a TV show that I started with her and Charlie Pickering back in 2009.
Mm.
I think it was, yeah. So they're going to play some clips from the first show. We've got some audio.
We've got something. One of the first things you ever said on the Project.
Of course, Mr. Dave Hughes, tomorrow, aren't you excited about the first show, Dave?
I'm a little bit apprehensive, to be honest. I've had so many well wishes today. It's like I'm going in to get open heart surgery done on me, to be honest. So I'm feeling, a little bit,
Yeah, I was apprehensive, no doubt about it. So it was a new concept and it could have sunk like a stone and, not lasted a week. But it's still on 13 years later. Actually, they kept the tape going at the end of the first episode. This is off air, so it didn't go to air, but this is a
secret recording that Channel 10 has dug up for this very occasion. This is Hughesy just after, Aaron, that they've gone to the next program, but they're still sitting in the studio on the first night.
I had a lot of thoughts going through my head as that show was going on, that I was ruining my career.
Really?
It's funny.
Are you all right?
No, I'm fine.
And the show was
fine. You haven't changed at all, just your, like, what you said and the way you said, I'm fine. Like, you have not changed at all in that amount of time.
But that voice in your head that just wants to...
Yeah.
Shut up, voice.
Shut up, voice.
Shut up.
Shut up, voice.
Shut up.
And you'll be on tonight?
Yeah, absolutely. At 7 p.m. we'll be on. Get the band back together for a break. So, on the Channel 10,
Yeah, well, enjoy, because it's an incredible achievement for a show. I know that part of you would have wanted that show to die when you left.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's a part of you I know that celebrated its ongoing success.
No doubt about it. That's the noble part.
Can I also just give a quick shout-out to my four-year-old? We had babysitter call in sick at 3 a.m. this morning. So she's been here the whole time and almost silent. So I feel like that... Great. Moment at the shops where I threw her juice in the bin and drew a line in the sand has really worked because she's been incredible. So well done, Bubba girl.
You know what? That is a really true story.
It is.
I think she's crossed the line into...
Well, there was also an ad break moment where I put the earphones on her and I think you threatened her, which I think helped.
No. What I said to her, which is a great thing to be able to say to children at this time of the year, Santa is watching. I said, Santa's watching. Santa sees everything. And you want to be a good kid, you'll get the good presents. So I think that's fair.
That's fair because it's true. It's true and it's fair.
It's very effective.
It is true. Can I just say, I love listening to you guys at the end of the show when I can talk.
Always.
Because, you know, when Hugh, my brother, is a lot younger than me and I'm the eldest of seven and I had great... results in telling them that Santa's fairies were watching and the Easter Bunny's fairies as well. And they do. They watch and they're looking for everyone to be on their best behavior so that they can get a present on Christmas morning. It's so exciting.
Month of December is when kids need to straighten up.
Well, I mean, all year round it'd be good, but December, if not sustainable all year round.